We're in Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Tav Kuf Pei Beis. Omer B'Tfila Latitem Lanu As Yom HaZikaron Hazeh V'Eino Mas Ki Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is called the Yom HaZikaron, and you don't mention Rosh Chodesh separately in the Tfilas Musaf. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains Yom HaZikaron also refers to Rosh Chodesh, because the pasuk says Moadechem uverachech hachechem hayalchem lezikaron. So Rosh Chodesh is included, so therefore it's already hinted to in the phrase zikaron, and you don't have to mention it separately or independently. Now, Siv Zayin, Imchal b'chol omer yom trua mikra kodesh, v'imchal b'shabbos omer zichron trua. When we talk about Rosh Hashanah in the Tfilas Musaf, so we change from Yom Trua to Zichron Trua. Yom Trua means the day of Trua. You actually blow a shofar. On Shabbos, when you don't blow a shofar, you say Zichron Trua. You remember the Trua today. You read the psukim about shofar and about Trua, but you don't actually blow the shofar. So to show that differentiation between whether you're actually blowing the shofar or not, we change the language we use in the Tfilas Musaf. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that if you make a mistake, you're still Yotze. Now, let's say on Shabbos, when it's officially supposed to be Zichron Trua, you say Yom Trua. Well, that's okay. Why? Because Midrash, it is a Yom Trua. It's only Midrabanan, you're not supposed to blow shofar. And what if on the day of, during the weekday, you, by mistake, you say Zichron Trua? So you're also okay b'diavad. Why? Because the Torah itself refers to Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Trua, even though it's mutter to blow shofar midaraisa. So apparently Zichron Trua works on a regular day as well, even when you're blowing shofar. So therefore, if you make a mistake in either direction, then b'di'eved, you're certainly yotze. Now, In the closing bracha of the middle part of Shmoneh Esrei, we start Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Kadoshenu, and you know, on this day. So when it's Shabbos, we say Ritzeinu Menuchaseinu. You know, we in our being at rest, being at comfort, at ease. So the Mishnah Berurah says on Rosh Hashanah you say that, but on Yom Kippur you don't, because Yom Kippur is a day of Inu, we have affliction. And that's not a full menucha gemura. It's not a full sense of rest, and therefore you don't mention it on Yom Kippur. Now, on Rosh Hashanah, and even though it's a Yom Tov, and it's asur to do melacha, and there's a mitzvah of simcha, however, there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. And therefore you don't say, Ein ani yuchayim lalos v'livos l'fanecha. You just say, we can't offer the karbanos, but there's no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel, so you don't mention that. The Ramah says we're chosem if with Devar Ha'emes on Rosh Hashanah. That's part of the chasima of the bracha, and you don't say the phrase Mo'adim l'simcha chagim azanim l'sason, because Rosh Hashanah doesn't have that extra simcha of a regular Yom Tov. Now, Sif test. Af al pi shekol yemos Hashanah mispalim b'lachas. Normally we daven quietly, we whisper. For Rosh Hashanah, noigim omer b'kol ram. Well, there are those that daven louder on Yom Kippur, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It adds to your kavanah a little. You have to say why. So then Shulchan Aruch says that we're not concerned you're going to make a mistake because you have sidurim, you have a machzer. See, in the old days, people normally davened baal peh. If you're davening baal peh, and you get disturbed in your davening, it's hard to find your place. If you have a machzer, then you can easily find your place. So therefore, during the year, you have to whisper. On Rosh Yom Kippur, when you're holding a machzer, you can daven a little louder. It adds to your kavana. But don't daven too loud. That'll disturb your friend too much. Well, so people indeed, on Rosh Yom Kippur, daven a little louder than normal and try not to disturb your neighbor. Oh, the Ramah concludes, V'noagim shekwechad omer l'chavero l'shanatoba tichasev. You should be written down for a good year. So here the Mishnah adds a few things. Number one, for a woman, you would say tichasevi, which is the proper grammatical form. Then there's a whole discussion whether you also say techosem. The Gra says you're dafka not supposed to say it. The Magen Avraham says you do. And the common practice is that you do say techosev v'sechosem. There's also a discussion, do you say this also on the second night of Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah Berurah quotes two opinions, and there are different customs whether you say L'Shana Tova Tikasev V'Sechosem also on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. My impression is that in most shuls they do. The next siman is a little longer, so I want to do the end of Sif Beis of the next siman about Tashlich with this year. The Rama says, you say Tashlich on Rosh Hashanah. What's the idea? And you have to go to the water. So on the way to the Akedah, Avraham Avinu, the Satan, had him in the water up to his neck to stop him from doing the Akedah. Then Avraham Avinu davened, and Hashem accepted his tefillos and saved him and allowed him to go forward and do the Akedah. So we do this Zecher Li'Akedah. We want to have the Zechus of the Akedah with us. And that's one of the reasons why we say Tashlich. Well, there's another reason that we see in Tanakh that when they would coronate a king, it would be done by the river. So on Rosh Hashanah, we're proclaiming Hashem as the king, and therefore, we definitely go down to the river as part of our Kabbalas Hashem as the Mishnah Berurah says it's better to say it in a place where there are fish, living fish. Number one, that there shouldn't be an ayin hara. Fish are underwater. There's no ayin hara on the fish. And two, as a siman, that we should be fruitful and multiply like fish who reproduce greatly. Well, other explanations are given. Fish are sometimes caught in nets suddenly. So people also are caught in, can be caught in the net of judgment for life or death suddenly. And that should bring us to tshuva, to be a little afraid. But we can also, our lives are also in the balance, just like the fish. Another reason given, a beautiful idea. Fish have no eyelids, their eyes are always open. So this is a symbol that Hashem is always watching over the Jewish people. He's always protecting us. It's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Now, when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, many have a custom to push off Tashlich for the second day. Why? See, in the old days, they would often go to a river outside the city. And it's usher to carry on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry if you need to. So since it was outside the city, so on Shabbos you have a problem, so they would say Tachlish on the second day of Rosh Hashanah instead of the first day, and that's the common practice when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, Tashlich is on the second day. The poskim say that if you mamash have no source, no natural body of water around, so any connection to water is good. This quarter, people go to one. If you have an aquarium or something like that, then that is okay. It's not ideal. That is okay if you really have no other choice for finding a place with water. Women say Tashlich as well. Obviously, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Yom Hadin. We can't have any inappropriate mingling on Rosh Hashanah. So you have to be very careful that when you do Tashlich, it should be done in the most appropriate manner. The Ramah concludes that Noagim lo lishon v'yom Rosh Hashanah. The custom is not to sleep on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Well, the reason is that if you're sleeping, then in a sense, your mazel is sleeping. And then it's not a good sign. You want your mazel awake for you on Rosh Hashanah, to help you on Rosh Hashanah. Well, the Arizal slept after Chatzos, so many say that once we've already had the tefillos of the morning, and it's past Chatzos, then one is allowed to sleep. The Mishnah Berurah says, sitting idly is just like sleeping, you're doing nothing. So you should do something productive in Rosh Hashanah. Either learn Torah or say Tehillim. Rosh Hashanah should be a day, grab every second. It says in the Sfarim that Rav Shlomo Zalman would spend a lot of time Rosh Hashanah saying Tehillim, to use it productively. Now what if you're tired? So the Chayyadim says, maybe you rest a little so you can learn a little with more strength a little bit later. And in other words, if you're sleeping in order to have strength to learn a little later, then certainly it's okay to sleep. Oh, okay. These are some minhagim regarding Rosh Hashanah Day. We'll stop here.